Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. The cause of Macho Man's death has been revealed. What is it, Aaron?
Eddie, you know I can't read.
I know that. Actually, he died from a heart condition, believe it or not. It's a ventricular. Yeah, it's a word that we don't know. So it's described as an abnormal heart arrhythmia that causes uncontrolled twitching of the heart, and it prevents the heart from pumping blood, and it could be the cause of fainting or heart attacks. Is actually what happened. So he basically had a heart attack while he was driving.
Yeah, and I mean it's unfortunate. You know, sometimes some people don't have the most glamorous deaths. Something I've always remembered is Bill Clinton's biological dad actually died from a car crash, and he actually drowned in a 2-inch puddle.
Really?
He was knocked unconscious, and so what happened was he was just face down in a puddle. Okay, like he could have drank the water probably, but he was face down in a puddle and he drowned to death in a puddle.
Oh, that's really sad.
You see, on Off the Mark, not only do you get wrestling news, you get all around the world news.
Mm-hmm. And here's the biggest news, I think, of the week. Mick Foley is done with TNA. Or is he done with Impact Wrestling?
Well, that was something that, last week there was talk about this. But it wasn't confirmed. And then, Saturday and Sunday, Foley was saying that he's going to go to WWE, basically. And it was like, wait, what? And then Impact Wrestling said, you know what, we're actually, unfortunately, we're done with Mick Foley. And it's like, why? You know, I liked Mick Foley, and I thought that he was actually good for TNA and Impact Wrestling. And I understand having differences in opinion and, you know, sometimes being a little hard to work with because you're going one direction and you want to go another direction. So I do understand that, but I almost wish that there was another way so that way he could stay there and help the company, because I think that he helped and he wasn't a hindrance.
That's the thing that I didn't understand. Why would he leave? I mean, I thought this was a true storyline when I first heard it. I'm like, because everywhere they report is he was leaving TNA. I'm like, oh yeah, because TNA is no longer. So he's going to be working with Impact Wrestling now. Mm-hmm. But now Foley's come out, basically said, hey, I'm done. I'm going to, he hasn't really said what he's going to do. I'm assuming that he's just going to, they said that he's very wealthy now. He doesn't have to do it ever again. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes to the WWE now on a limited basis, though. I don't think he's going to do it full time.
I wouldn't even say limited basis. I would say appearance basis. You know, like you'll see him maybe like five
times. Legends contract where he can only work for the WWE. He can't go to TNA or Impact Wrestling anymore. It's just WWE, period.
I'm sorry. I can't call it Impact Wrestling. It's, to me, it is TNA. I'll call the show Impact Wrestling, but I can't call it. I mean, every wrestling organization has three letters, you know? I mean, I can't call it a full name.
WWE?
I don't call it World Wrestling Entertainment, you know? I say
Worldwide Wrestling Federation? WWF. See? Huh? That's four.
Some have four. But yes. The point is, I just can't say Impact Wrestling. It's hard. But anyways,
do you know that wrestling matters, though?
It does matter.
It matters so much that they had to get rid of Tommy Dreamer. He is done with TNA, with Impact Wrestling now. And his is the same thing. It's a contract dispute. He wants money. They apparently aren't going to pay it. So he's going to go with the WWE. He's going to do something behind the scenes with the WWE, and he's perfect for that. He'll end up moving to Stanford and doing something completely behind the scenes, maybe going to an event here and there, and that's it.
That kind of surprised me that he was gone too, because
yes,
I would imagine that he would be an agent. You know, he'd be somebody backstage who would help out, and like D'Lo Brown. D'Lo Brown just helps out backstage. That's all he does. You never see him on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess sometimes you'll get a glimpse of him, but he's an agent. You know, he's helping out backstage. And I think Tommy Dreamer would have been perfect for that role, or even help out in the creative department, because I'm sorry, but nothing against Vince Russo, but, you know, your storylines kind of suck. You know, some of them do. Some of them are great. You know, like I like the AJ Styles one and a few others that we've talked about. But I'm not a big fan of a lot of them. You know, the Hogan thing that, you know, with the network and some of the stuff that's going on over in TNA is honestly so convoluted that I'm sitting there looking at it going, okay, so this person was a face, now he's a heel, but now he's back to a face in the span of like a day.
Yeah.
What is going on? And I don't know, maybe like Tommy Dreamer was just like, I don't like the direction of my character. I don't think I would do well here, so I'm going to look elsewhere.
And, you know, I was trying to figure out how one person can be in a trance from another girl as well. I just don't get that. I just shake my head and I'm just like, are you serious, bro? Come on. So speaking of are you serious, bro, his number one fan, John Cena, is actually in really bad shape right now. He's going to need a lot of time off. So, I mean, are we going to see him more on some Z True Hollywood Stories now or what?
I think what's going to happen is this. They're building towards him and Alberto Del Rio for SummerSlam. That's what the plan has been all along, apparently. I think what's going to happen is he's going to drop the title to ADR, and he's going to, like, you know, ADR is going to tear his rotator cuff or whatever. And what will end up happening is Cena will then take like 3 months off, 4 months off, you know, maybe come back for the Rumble. Who knows? And go from there, I think, is what will end up happening. That would be, I think, the smart move, because, you know, we've talked about before. We both believe that you should have an off season for wrestling. We also believe that every wrestler should take a mandatory month off, if not 2 months off, just to rest their body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I getting back what they're going to do with Cena, he's going to drop the title in 2 weeks.
You think he's going to drop it to R-Truth?
He's going to drop it to R-Truth. You know why? R-Truth's your champion then. And he'll start saying, he's the truth. He's the truth. He has it for a couple months. Bring back John Morrison. First time they fight, Morrison will lose. Second time, though, Morrison will be your new champion. Then you've elevated another person. You've elevated two people, because then R-Truth is a main eventer now. He is a true main eventer because he has the title. Him and Morrison will basically can span over 4 pay-per-views. If they've done it right, which I think if that's what they're doing, they over 4 pay-per-views, and then have, you can almost, I don't know how really you can do that, but you can have some way somehow Cena then comes back, because you could say R-Truth took out John Cena. I took out your champion. That's what they're setting it up for. At least that's how I'm taking it. They're setting it up for something.
I understand what you're saying. And don't get me wrong, it's the summer months, and so for wrestling, this is actually kind of a low point. I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, well, there's nothing on TV, so people watch wrestling. But I'm sorry, but wrestling during the summer, and we're going to get into, you know, the shows in just a little bit, but the shows kind of sucked this week. You know, like, I was really disappointed. I felt like it did not have enough to keep me entertained.
No.
And so, yeah, you can give it to R-Truth because, you know, CM Punk, his first title reign, if I'm correct, was in a summer month or like a – early summer, you know,
same
like
with Swaggers. May,
you know, yeah. Swaggers was, it was right after WrestleMania. So,
oh, that's right. That's right. You're my bad. I keep forgetting. I mean, but yeah,
but nonetheless,
yeah, I agree with you. The TV shows, I mean, Impact, I was bored during the Angles Jarrett segment, but whatever. So, anyway, so Jeff Hardy, guess what? His court case has been continued again. That's right. It's going to continue to be continued.
I mean, we've talked about this so much.
Talked about this since we started doing the show over a year ago.
Yeah.
And they're still continuing.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, they should have had this over and done with a long time ago. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's just as bad as the Hangover 2 lawsuit. So anyway, Hogan versus Ultimate Warrior, or is it Jim Hellwig? Or does he know the difference between the two people? We're not going to go into any details about this because this is hot. TMZ has been talking about it. Fox News started talking about it. There's a lot of places that are talking about this right now. It's so big that we're not even going to talk about it right now. We're going to say that for our weekly segment.
Yeah, let's go into Raw instead. And I mean, look, let's face it. Raw opened up and there was a lot of excitement there. You know, Vince McMahon came out. And look, let's face it. The biggest thing to happen on Raw this week.
Oh, yeah.
Zack Ryder is back.
Zack Ryder. Yeah, the Zack Pack. And they had a bunch of fans there. Of course, if you saw his new the new video this week, they had a bunch of fans wearing his T-shirt, and they had the woo woo woo, you know it, like a banner hanging up, which I thought was hilarious. When it came out, I was disappointed that he was showed right into the ring though. He was already in the ring. They didn't show him coming from the ramp. He needs pyro now. I'm thinking we'll take Kane's pyro and maybe DDP's old pyro, throw it all in there at once. That's the way it should be done, at least.
So he loses to Kofi, of course, but so the start of Raw, you know, Vince McMahon came out, and Big Andy is your Tough Enough winner. He edged out Luke, apparently. So what did you think? Do you think he's going to have an impact there?
See, the thing is, when they called him the Silent Rage or whatever, he just seemed like he was doing the moves, but he just needed. But earlier, I guess I should explain this. Earlier in Tough Enough, they had a guy who was trained already to be a wrestler. He was great. He just didn't have any personality. See, Andy, he might have known a little bit about professional wrestling, but he wasn't trained like this guy was. And Andy's so tall, and this guy was so short that the short guy needed to stand out. Andy stood out because he was huge. I think he's like 6'7", 6'8". So he's a big guy. He is standing out. And the WWE likes those big guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the thing, and also with him, whenever they showed him doing stuff, he would rarely mess up. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out eventually and says, like, they would pick the one time I mess up and make a big deal about it. But they wouldn't talk about the other 100 times I did it perfect. And that's, you know, we'll talk about that some other time with Tough Enough. But a long story short, I do like the fact they picked him. I thought Luke was too cocky, too much of a partier. And as we've seen in wrestling with partiers, Shane Helms, nothing against him, but Shane Helms, bad things end up happening. And guys,
that was something that I, you know, like, sorry to cut you off, but that was something, I'll tell you what, like, watching, you know, what Andy was doing, you know, showing him being a father and, you know, doing all of that stuff. You sit there and you empathize with them. You know, you understand that. Anyone understands that. And then you have Luke. And don't get me wrong, I actually think he would have been a better choice. But you go to Luke and he's partying. He's just drinking and having fun with his friends. And it's like, dude, you know. And don't get me wrong. Obviously, we all do that. You know, I mean, when I'm back at home and I see my friends, you know, like, yeah, we drink, we play games, cards, whatever. But here's the thing, though. You can't do that for wrestling. You can't, like, portray yourself that way. If I was going for a job interview and I came in there and I'm like, you know, hey, guys, Mondays are normally a bad day for me because I get wasted on Sunday. So when I come in Monday, I'll be a little hungover, so I'll get a little bit of stuff done, but I'll be at, like, you know, 50%. That doesn't work. It just does not work. And so I really feel like he almost was kind of stupid in a way. Like Randy Orton back in the day.
Because, yes.
Look, face it, Randy Orton was a partier, and he's really calmed down from, like, 3 years ago.
And the other thing I've seen, at least with professional wrestlers, the ones who have families are the most stable ones in the ring as well. I mean, if you look at Mick Foley, very stable. He didn't hurt a lot of people. I mean, I can keep going on. Kurt Angle was another one. Chris Jericho. A lot of the family guys were different, as in, like, a good different, opposed to the guys who were single and they were still partying. You know, I love Shane Helms. I think he's an awesome wrestler. But that's the best example. He had nothing. It was him drinking all the time. So then the one time him and Jericho decide to party together, they get arrested. Episode number 2 for Off the Mark. So that's one of those things. I think that's the other reason why. And plus his wife is like, this is what he wants to do. And this is what we've planned on doing for a long time. So he was going to try and be a wrestler. And it just worked out perfect. I'm very happy for him. He's going to be down at FCW for a while. Which, by the way, the funny part is he lives where FCW is at. He lives in Tampa.
Oh, that's awesome
for him. Yeah, so for him, it's like a drive, a quick drive. So it's not a big deal for him training, but when he's going around the world, going around the United States, it's going to be great, though. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he knows, okay, I'm going to be home, you know, 2 or 3 times a month. I'm going to, you know, be super dad during those times. So anyway, so moving on, Punk versus Mysterio. Are they feuding?
I think so.
I'm not sure if this is a true feud because Mysterio beat him.
Yeah, and I mean, Punk beat Mysterio last week. But, yeah, I mean, last WrestleMania, they were feuding. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And Ray ended up shaving Punk's head or whatever. But why redo this? You know, like, why? Like, I'm sorry, I understand, like, you know, Kane and Undertaker, yeah, it's one of those things. You haven't done it in 5 years. Still kind of boring. You haven't done this in 1 year. This is not going to put any butts in any seats. I'm sorry. It's just not going to. And it's not like Rey Mysterio is completely different. He's the same guy. And Punk, yeah, maybe he has the Nexus behind him, but last year he had the Straight Edge Society. Pretty much the same damn thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I think they're like, so how much longer do you have? Because you're not signing your contract. Until you sign your contract, we're going to keep doing this stuff to you. And he's like, crap. This is what's basically happening, I think. So anyway, so I'm looking forward to this next thing at Capital Punishment. We have Barack versus... Oh, wait, no. Wait, my bad. It's Riley versus The Miz. And I'm just going to say it right now. The Miz is going over.
Definitely. He has to go over.
Yep.
I think that this is good. I actually think that this will put some butts in the seats.
Yes.
I think that this probably got you like 5,000 buys. Like this, people are like, all right, Cena's going to be wrestling. You know, you got some funny, you know, intros about Obama, you know, taking questions.
Those are funny.
But, you know, people dislike The Miz, and seeing Riley, you know, kind of smack the crap out of him is kind of cool. And people are interested in this. So I think that I really think that this will actually help. I'm interested. I think that this is good.
Oh, me too. And I'm almost wondering, how far do you want to push now, A-Rai? Because he got almost as big as Papa Cena. So what do you want to do? I mean, do you want to continue to push him? I'm not sure what you want to do with him because a lot
That's
of times.
So quick though.
But see,
so quick.
But a lot of times, what happens here is that they will push the guy, he'll have the one match, and then he'll be they'll forget about him. They'll be like, oh, hey, what's A-Rai doing now? Or, hey, what's CM Punk doing now? That's what keeps happening. So I'm wondering, you know, are they going to continue with A-Rai's success? Because he's getting pops. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to figure it out. So anyway, so Big Show and Albert Del Rio are feuding until SummerSlam.
Pretty much.
What does the announcer come out as on Raw, dude? For some reason, that's losing my... I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
He can't. It doesn't matter. It wasn't that important if I didn't remember.
Do you think that this is going to help out Alberto Del Rio? Because they're trying to push
no.
him. Alberto Del Rio is a main eventer. And so you have this guy who's 7 foot tall versus Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio is going to go over. Is this going to help him out?
No, it's not going to help him out at all. It's actually, I think, a horrible idea. There's no point to it whatsoever. Seriously, there is no point whatsoever. I mean, I don't know. When they started doing this, I was like, what's the point? I mean, seriously, what was the point?
I don't know.
By the way, do you ever realize that Kane looks like Mr. Freeze?
Duh.
I didn't realize that. So, all right. So let's go on to SmackDown. Christian is officially a heel. I don't think he is.
He's a heel.
I don't think he
bashed the crowd. I mean, he's a heel. Unless they're going to, you know what though? They could pull a TNA.
Impact Wrestling.
They could pull an Impact Wrestling and have him turn back to face and then have him turn heel again.
Maybe he's a tweener. Did they start saying what every time he paused?
Maybe.
I don't know. So anyway, so the core breaks up. No one cares.
What was the point in even having this team? Because it's not like they were around for like a year. They were around for like 2 months.
I know.
I should be fair. They were around for 4 months.
It's like, what's the point of having Robin as Batman's sidekick? There is no point. He shouldn't be there. So the core is stupid. It's done with. It's horrible. Horrible. So anyway, so I did like this next one. Sin Cara is facing Ted DiBiase, and then Cody comes out, starts beating up Sin Cara, and then our boy Daniel Bryan comes out, makes a save, and it turns into a tag match.
And it was a really good match, too. I mean, you know, Sin Cara and Daniel Bryan, I thought, worked pretty well together. Of course, we like Daniel Bryan, big fan of his. You know, he slaps on the LaBelle lock and wins. And you actually were commenting on the LaBelle lock recently.
I just found something out about the LaBelle lock that I did not realize. I did not realize that it's a shoulder it's a shoulder submission. And then he adds the crossface, which I didn't realize. And here's the funny part. The only reason I realized that, because I actually saw a guy give that move. And I was like, oh, he's just, you know, arm, you know, it's an arm bar or whatever. But they're explaining, no, it's not because of how he's messing with his shoulder. And the one thing that Daniel Bryan has said before, he will not do a move unless it's like a real move. As in, like, when he does his headlock, it's a headlock. And I didn't realize that, but in the DVD Wrestling World Diaries, he talks about that. And I was like, that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. So the fact that I now that the Lobel lock, it's basic, it's already a shoulder submission, and then he adds a crossface. That's double pain. So he got the shoulder and the neck that are getting pulled back, and yeah. So anyways,
and he makes it look good too.
Yes,
that's the big thing.
He does. So, and then we have now Christian versus Randy Orton is confirmed for Capital Punishment. So that means Christian is going to get the win next SmackDown over Randy Orton. Some way, somehow.
Christian needs to go over a Capital Punishment. He needs to go over. If you want to get people excited, because the problem here is SmackDown attendance has been really poor and ratings have been really bad. And one of the reasons is because you don't have interesting characters or an interesting storyline. If Christian wins the title, now that he's heel, you now have something to go for. So you have Orton trying to win that title. And so people are going to be interested to see what will happen. And that's when you have Christian, you know, go and pull some move to, you know, mess with Orton. So you want to do that. In my opinion, I believe SmackDown will suffer if Christian does not win the title.
Yes, I completely agree. Because what are you going to do with him from here? That's the number one thing. What can you do? Where do you go from here? That's the thing. I have no idea. So anyways,
you know, you go from here, Andy.
You go to HostGator.
Go to HostGator.
Because if you're a blogger or podcaster and you cannot stand GoDaddy or any other web host, you check out HostGator.com. We're going to find hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and an easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you can save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling. Show starts off like it usually does every week. Four guys enter the ring, talk, and then they leave. So Hogan and so with those four guys, we're going to get rid of Mr. Anderson, of course, and Sting, because Sting just kind of stood there. And Anderson said he was a word that we don't say on the show. And so Hogan and Bischoff are just gloating about how Foley got fired, and they're all happy about it. No one cares. Everyone knows the real story. Foley didn't want to be there anymore. So what do you think, dude?
Well, you know, the thing is, I did not know that originally until, you know, I found out about it last week. It was one of those things I was surprised about. But I understand, like, you know, you add this realism to the show because that way it, you know, the fans will be like, oh, Hogan, Bischoff, we hate you for firing him and or about getting him fired. But the thing is, you have to have a backup plan now. You know, you have to have Dixie Carter come back, or you have to have somebody in, you know, her place be the network, or, you know, be the person that's going to come and take back Impact Wrestling from them. But honestly, I guess I'm kind of getting a little sick. I don't want the focal point of Impact to be about Hogan. I really don't. I would much rather have it be about, I love the stuff they've been doing with Anderson. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it is genius. I really, really do. I love it, love it, love it. Have that be the focal point. Have that be the focus of every show. And then also help build up some of the wrestlers. That's what I would like to see. So this little segment didn't like.
Me either. Could care less. So the next segment, let's go into the women's match that they had. Anyways, but I got to say one thing about the women's match real quick. There was a tag match. Surprisingly, Mickie James is thin now. She wasn't before, so she's lost a lot of weight. Congratulations to her. She looks good. Even though 10 pounds has been added to her waist, and that is the women's championship. I'm sorry, the knockout championship. So Mexican-American beat Gun Money after Shelley accidentally hit Storm. Is this what's going to happen at the pay-per-view then, Aaron?
Well, they're doing it to add tension, you know. I mean, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it so, you know, Storm's going to not trust him and all that fun stuff. I think it's okay. I think that they're kind of a weird tag team that kind of works. Like, it's really strange. I am looking forward to Motor City Machine Guns coming back now, though. because I really do miss them. I mean, they had such exciting matches, and I really, really, really miss them now. And I really miss seeing them against Beer Money. Mm-hmm. I really just want to see some really good tag team wrestling.
Me too, me too, me too. And speaking of tag teams, why did Gunner team with Anderson in the main event? And speaking of that, what two titles does Eric Young have?
He's got the TV title, and he's got the original TNA title.
Why does he have the original TNA title?
Because Jeff Hardy threw it away and he found it in the trash, so he carries it around with him. Here's my question. All right, so about 10 episodes ago, we were talking about Gunner and Murphy, and you asked me which one was which, and I said, I don't know, the one with the tattoos, because they're interchangeable. Apparently, TNA management thinks Gunner could be a superstar. And look, I will eat crow, all right? I will come on here and say, you know what, I was wrong. If Gunner actually, if he grows on me, if he becomes a really good wrestler, I will actually eat crow. But right now, I think that he is useless. I think that he is your Scott Norton. He is your Buff Bagwell. And nothing against Scott Norton. And you know, I'm sorry, because I shouldn't even say that, because Scott Norton could wrestle. But he is your Buff Bagwell, okay? He is your Rick Steiner. He is your the person that you have there who wrestles some matches but never gets past mid-card. And that's who Gunner is. I don't understand why he's in the main event. Can you explain it to me?
Well, if you compare him to Buff Bagwell, I'm still trying to figure out why Buff Bagwell and Booker T wrestled on WWF television after the company got bought.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Same thing with this. Don't get it. I don't get it. In fact,
now, are you excited for the pay-per-view? I mean, it's got some good matches.
I got the pay-per-view. I mean, because we do the show, but that's about it. I mean, I'm not excited. I'm just like, I gotta watch pay. Because my wife's like, hey, we're doing something on Sunday. I'm like, oh crap, the pay-per-view's on Sunday. Dang it. I was trying to think. I'm like, well, maybe I can just say I gotta go to this event just so I wouldn't have to watch pay-per-view, but apparently I have to now. It's just one of those things, I don't care about it. I mean, the thing is, I thought that they would have more, I don't know, like, I think like better matches. I mean, just a lot more hype about it, but there hasn't been. I mean,
the thing is, though, you have AJ and Bully Ray, and you also have Ken Anderson and Sting. And I think that those two matches alone are probably worth $10, $20, you know? It's just a matter of, are the other matches worth the rest of the money?
Exactly. The one thing I will say that I was actually kind of surprised about, since I listen to the radio a lot, I've actually heard more commercials for Impact Wrestling more than you can ever imagine. And this is on like the Chicago Sports Talk stations. They are running ads for the Impact Wrestling, which I couldn't believe. I was like, wow, Impact Wrestling. Wrestling does matter. Wrestling does matter. So they're promoting it, which I was very surprised about. And they started and then one of them talked about Slammiversary, which I was really surprised about. I was like, wow, they are really pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if wrestling does matter. So anyways,
speaking of which,
if wrestling really matters. Okay, so I got to explain this. So Jim Hellwig or Ultimate Warrior, I don't know who the difference between the two people are anymore, because apparently they're the same people. He came out and did this 7-minute bashing on Hulk Hogan, how he basically said that he bashed the fact that he didn't like, because him and Randy Orton had some problems, and he said he didn't tell
Randy Savage.
I'm sorry, not Randy Orton. I'm sorry, Randy Savage. One of those days. Him and Randy Savage had a big problem, and the reason being is because Hogan and Linda had an open marriage, and that they all, you know, did their own thing. Well, then he also said that Hogan was a coke addict, and Hogan was not happy about this, so he said he's threatened legal action against him because Warrior said all this stuff.
It's defamation against character, you know what I mean? So I can understand where Hogan's coming from for this. But here's the thing. All right, so you mentioned earlier it was picked up by Fox News and TMZ.
And TMZ first, and then Fox News thought it was important, so they picked it up as well.
So obviously, I mean, this is personal.
This is personal.
There's no question about it. This is a personal war. Does this have to do with wrestling is what I would like to know.
I think it does.
Do you think that Warrior is like upset that when he came into WCW that he only had the one match with Hogan,
mm-hmm.
and then Bischoff did not rehire him.
Yep.
Do you think that that could have something to do with it?
I think that has something to do with it because they hired him. He sucked. He had a horrible match. And that was it. And I don't know. I think the real reason why he's doing this is because that he needs the money. And he figures, okay, if I start bashing Hogan, I can probably get a match here. Hopefully they'll bring me into TNA so he can beat me in again, blah, 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 blah. That's the only thing I can think of. Because why else would he all of a sudden just come on this rant? And he started saying because it was about Randy Savage. Well, from what I gathered, Savage didn't like Warrior anyways, and Warrior was not liked backstage. And he was implying that he was liked backstage. But multiple people said that he was not well-liked backstage. So,
you know, and the other thing, too, is I was wondering, do you think that this could come from the self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior? Because like you mentioned, you know, he wasn't well-liked backstage, and they really talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
And Hogan, while he actually said nice things about him, he was the most complimentary person. He said some pretty mean things about him,
too. he was as nice as possible to him. But Hogan, you know, in Hogan's defense, you can only say so many nice things about him. But the fact that after he won the title, it was like that he took over Hogan. Hogan's like, I'm done with wrestling. He really was going to call it a career. But then Warrior didn't run with it. Like how when I almost called him Show, but when Andre the Giant passed the torch to Hogan. Hogan then passed it basically 3 years later to Warrior, and Warrior didn't care. He could care less about it.
I remember seeing him whip around the title. I don't know if it was the IC or the world, but he's whipping it around like a rope. And you just look at it and you're like, you don't understand the importance of that title. You know, mm-hmm. like, yes, this is scripted, but nonetheless, you were given something very, at that time especially, very few people held. Like, there was, like, 10 people that held that title. Yeah,
back then, it was a big deal if you had the belt. You were a big deal.
10 people might have held that title. And, you know, he's in there, and he's just treating him like crap. You don't do that. You do not do that. And so, I don't know. I guess I can understand that from Hogan's point of view. And, you know, we've talked about it on the show multiple times. I mean, we have to put out a special about Ultimate Warrior now. I mean, we're going to have to. You know, I don't know when, but we will definitely record one.
We just have to. But yeah, so the fact that what I think is going to end up happening is that Hogan's going to end up suing him. And if he said he's actually has a 55 minute rant about Hogan as well that he's going to release. And then he said he's talking about having a show on TV now, and he thought it was all good. The reason why he's doing this is for money. But the thing is, when he gets sued, all those proceeds that he gets for whatever he does, it's going to go back to Hogan. And then Warrior's out of it, money. So what's the point of this? And I just think that he's out of the spotlight. Hogan's still in the spotlight. He's jealous. But the thing is, I do not think that Warrior was ever a true wrestler. I think he was in it for, number one, the money. Number two, himself. Number three, the money. And number four, about himself.
I would actually agree with you. I mean, he didn't care about the business. You know, let's face it. He didn't know about the history, and he didn't care about it. It was more about the money at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do agree with you. I honestly think that he was probably looking at a way to get back in the spotlight. And with Savage's death, and Warrior and Savage had a really big feud in the 90s where it was a career versus career match, where then Macho Man became a commentator.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because of Warrior. Well, they obviously made the wrong decision there. You know, they should have had Warrior just lose and kick him out of the company. But the point is, you know, Warrior, he is using this in order to sell merchandise. Because if you go to a site, he has merchandise on there. I don't know if it's for sale yet or not. But nonetheless, he's selling stuff on there. So he's getting all of this press. I'm sure his hits have gone through the roof. They're probably up like 500% more than likely. Because let's face it, I wasn't thinking about the Warrior before this.
I could care less about what he's doing.
You know, I don't think anyone cares about this, to be honest. Yeah. But he brings this up. He's getting hits. He's getting attention. You know, they're talking about the Ultimate Warrior now.
If I didn't have ad blocker on, he probably has some Google AdSense ads on there too. So he's making money off that. The thing, what always makes me laugh still about him is that McMahon said something, and I'm going to butcher the quote. But he said something along the lines of, he goes, I don't know where the line between Jim Helwig and the Ultimate Warrior stopped. the two different people. Because a lot of wrestlers, there's the wrestler and then there's the personal. And he didn't know where if he was in character or not every time he met him. He thought he was in character 24/7. It's like he lived the ultimate warrior.
So. Well, I think that we're probably in agreement here. And, you know, we're giving him, you know, some airplay right now, too. We're giving him his publicity that he wanted. Because well, now we're talking
see,
about
I'm waiting to see if Linda Hogan actually comes out and says something. Because she comes out and says he's a liar. Then where's his credibility? Because if Hogan sues him for what can he sue him for again?
Defamation of character.
Okay, so defamation of character. So if he sues him for it, Warrior has to prove what he said is true. But see, this is the first time I've ever heard Hogan doing coke. Never heard. If he said steroids, I've been like, yeah. But he said coke, I was like, ooh, I don't see him as a coke guy for some reason. But
I mean, whatever. You never know. You never know. Yeah, but. So. So nonetheless. Anyways,
yeah, I don't want to talk about Warrior anymore. So, I want to say one thing real quick. If you guys get a chance, The Art of Wrestling, Colt Cabana, Boom Boom Colt Cabana, he just put out a really good interview with the one, the only Spanky, Brian Kendrick. And it's a very good interview. Definitely check it out, Art of Wrestling. Or you can get it at ColtCabana.com. So, anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank Aaron for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank the listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.